And do roll call. I'm Mike Jensen. I'm here.
Linda Johnston.
Ann Gaywiz.
All right. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we are going to add to the agenda Joseph's application, and my thought was that we would review it and talk to Joseph. And Joseph, for your knowledge, I think you know this, but we can't approve you as a committee member. We have to
submit to the city.
It has to be approved by the city council. So my suggestion to Patty when she told me that she'd received your application was that we take a look at it tonight and talk to you. I figured you'd be here, and if not, we just talk about you anyhow. so we would review it and then forward it to the city council for whatever they would like to do. When most of the rest of us joined the committee, we were actually interviewed by the city council.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if the new city council is going to want to do that, or if they're just going to take our word that you're looking like a pretty stand-up guy and you're in here to help us out. So that's kind of where we're at. Okay. So we'll add just reviewing the Joseph's application to the agenda, and then we'll talk to Joseph, and then we'll forward that along to the council. Okay. And if it's all right with you guys, I'd like to just do that right after we approve the minutes. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. And let's see. Do we have copies of the minutes?
Actually, I've got a couple.
Okay.
I didn't print because I usually do print them, so I didn't.
Well, I can make some more.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I didn't want to kill any trees. They didn't need to be killed.
I just found one thing.
Okay.
Good job, Patty. First sentence, Chair Jensen reviewed the requirements for applications.
Is that page one?
Three.
Page three. First sentence.
Right.
On the page.
For, I think, applications for transit room tax revenue.
Review the requirements for applications with, oh yeah, it should be for instead of with, correct?
I think so. What do you think?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
You're just so meticulous.
She is.
No, I'm not. I have a big apology when we get to what our tasks were.
Are there any other changes to the minutes? Okay. Well, then, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I so move.
Okay, second.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Are you signing a copy, Mike?
I am.
Okay, great. I'll just make that change and then.
Today is the
third.
Okay. And thank you very much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, so Mr. Garcia, how are you doing?
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you
for having me.
And let's see, do you have a copy of his application?
I think I have one.
I think I picked it up. Here it is. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I believe that if you're appointed to the committee, we're looking at probably a term of a 3-year term or something that concludes somewhere inside 3 years.
Right. Longer than the mayor.
Huh?
Third, wow, longer than the mayor.
Well, you know, it hasn't been voted on yet.
Yeah, we know that for a fact.
But I believe, and we'll have to sort out, every time we have new members join or move around, we have to do the hokey-pokey regarding, you know,
what position they're filling.
What position, and what term, and things like that. Because we have a position for the chamber and a position for...
There's a total of how many seats on this committee?
Well, I think that the council would like to see 7.
Mm-hmm.
Currently we have 5 members. So we would love to have a couple of other members. I'd love to have somebody who is in kind of the lodging or restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We tried a long time ago and everybody was busy with their business, but maybe things have changed and we can grab somebody.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Brian up the street. He might be good.
We had Gina Warren. It was Gina, Linda, and me that were the first appointed in 07, but Gina's business grew and so did Linda's.
Yeah.
And
who is the same people that own Newberry Station that have for so long now?
Oh, you know, I don't know them.
Where's
Linda?
Hi.
There you are.
Good. Hi. I think they have, but I wouldn't hurt for us to go ask them again.
Yeah, maybe somebody like Bob or Judy Teller who do the logical doctors.
Yeah.
Because I think, if we could get their association down here for something.
Yeah, Judy's been involved in chamber and a lot of other events in the area.
She does her Facebook page.
All
right, so welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
We're glad you're here.
I am really.
Glad you're all right.
Have a good band.
Traffic
court.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did you speed over here?
No, believe me. Thank you.
You could have gone here and had not been for those darn speed limit signs.
Terrible.
Just to bring you up to speed, we started the meeting without you, so.
Right.
That's fine. What we did. What we've done is we've added one agenda item to talk to Joseph, who submitted an application to be on the committee.
Oh, okay, great. Hi.
And since we can't actually approve him, we have to forward his application to the city council and make a, we can make a recommendation, I think, but that's where we're at.
Okay, so, great. Thank you.
Anyhow. And we were talking about the fact that it's probably somewhere around a 2.5 to 3 year term, something like that. We'd have to pull up the rotation and see how the next open seat would fall in. So anyhow, given that, does that work with where you are in life?
I intend to stay here in Lapine. I intend to. For the city to receive me with open arms so that I can be here.
How long have you lived here, Joseph?
Since October of 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I've been here with my fiancée, Sherry, who, her last name is Sprayberry, and she has breast cancer, or has gone through breast cancer, so we're here for quality of life, and that's what brought us here.
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
This is where we would like to live our last days.
How'd you happen to choose Lapine?
Well, we look across the whole country, but you have your list of must-haves. On that list of must-haves was well water and a septic tank. It was really simple. And we tried buying a house here in town because she had a pre-approval letter. And this was now the second time that she had a pre-approval letter and the bank turned down the financing. So we were about to go live in Elsie, Oregon, when a realtor here in Lapine called us to say that she didn't know that we would be willing to do a rent to own. So she called the owners who owned our house and found out that they would be willing to rent to us, which was a great thing because when we got to the house in Elsie, the foundation was cracked all the way around the house. The house was so unlevel you could put a ball down at the entrance and it would roll to the corner on the opposite side. So she had a hard time with us having all our possessions in the moving truck, seeing that this was the house that we might be moving into, and her not wanting to do that, obviously, because it's a bad decision. And suddenly we were homeless with all our stuff in the moving truck, and we get charged per day and for mileage.
Uh-oh.
And luckily, the owners of the house that we live in now were willing to do a rent-to-own.
Good. So you turned around and came back.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, we did.
Good.
That's a saga.
My goodness.
So according to your address, now, I think the way this works is, my address is weird too because I've got a Sun River zip code, a Lapine telephone exchange, and a Bend address.
According to the county, my house doesn't exist. So
I've
been there 31 years, but it doesn't.
Because we have slots that are dedicated for
people who live in Lapine
residents and other things, we just kind of need to establish whether or not you live in the incorporated part of Lapine or not.
I don't have a P.O. box.
It doesn't really matter.
16054.
What is it?
16054 Strawn, Strawn Road.
Okay. Okay. Reason to serve on the board, proof of communications. Well, we'd all like to do that.
What would you like to do?
Improve communications.
Increase the sense of transparency to facilitate trust in the economic sustainability that makes living here desirable and practical. That's what we all would like to do.
You've been hanging out with us for a long time.
So you moved from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, right.
How long did you live there?
I believe the number is 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since October 95 is specifically when I began living there.
And did you work for Nevada Federal Credit Union the whole time?
No. I started working at this company at McCarran Airport, loading and unloading UPS cargo planes. It was a ground logistics, actually based out of McMinnville, called Evergreen Aviation Ground Logistics.
Yeah.
And I worked there for 5 months as a ramp agent, the last 2 months, 2 months as a supervisor. The guy who promoted me to supervisor became a station manager at San Francisco, and the guy who took his place did fire me because he was trying to put his brother-in-law in my position, and these are the things you don't say in an interview, right? But he ended up going to jail for embezzling $40,000 from the company.
Oh,
I found this out because when I started after that job, I went and worked a year at this place called Western Electric Motors, and up to this point in my life, I had only graduated high school, gone to one job with my uncle loading or doing electronics, avionics, and stuff like this, and then I moved to Las Vegas, worked at the airport, and I wanted to hold the job for a whole year. So I started working at Western Electric Motors. Even if it was the dirtiest job, I know that I did it the best. So I was cleaning toilets, and I could do that too. I did it for a year, and that gave me enough time to think about what I wanted to do for a career. I wanted to be surrounded by white pieces of paper. I wanted to wear a suit and a tie, look all nice. So I expressed interest in becoming a teller at Nevada Federal Credit Union. They were able to use my bilingual skills for 3 years, I believe. Then it was the first year I was a teller. The next 2 years, I worked in the collections department. And my VP.
So you still want to wear a suit and tie?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, you're in the right place.
No.
I may have to change that little aspect.
Yeah, I think.
And then I was the person who was my vice president at Nevada Federal. He was offered a great position at another credit union in town, and he called me first before anybody else. And of course, he brought like many other people from that team onto his team. And I worked there for, I believe, at Community One for about 4 years. And I was at the top of my earning career, and really just I had achieved so much at that point in time. I'd gone to schools and mentored kids and done stuff that I was really proud of up until that point in time. But I felt like I needed to find a way to express my need to be so I'm really extroverted. and I've always wanted to perform for people and stuff like this. So I went straight.
Oh, we need to introduce you to Teddy.
I'm looking for someone for the new play.
So I got into modeling that month after I stopped working in collections at Community One Credit Union. And after only having one job in that month, I realized it's not a long-term career. So I determined that, well, what I do enjoy doing at home is computer graphics. While I started working at Community One, one of the tech support guys there helped me find a computer. I learned how to navigate my way through them, and I decided to pursue graphic design. So I went to the Art Institute of Las Vegas, which is where I met Sherry. She enrolled me, and we fell in love at first sight.
Wow!
It was forbidden love, but you know, when it's true, it's true. And mm-hmm. you know, I've stuck with her through thick and thin.
So you guys kind of moved. You moved up here for quality of life, and I know that I talked to you when you first got up here, he talked to Dan, and Dan gave my name and said, "Hey, here's a guy who's doing this stuff." And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know from my own knowledge that there's not many graphic design jobs. G5 is hiring every now and then, but so basically you're just kind of.
Well, what I'm doing now is. It's another part of my natural calling is I'm also a great writer, and the Newbery Eagle has joined me welcomed me onto the team. I'm intending on enrolling at the community college
mm-hmm.
for a certificate in web development. I may pursue a master's from Oregon State University, if possible online. And in the meantime, I've expressed interest for an editorial internship at The Source Weekly. So I have an opportunity to put myself out there, and you know, get the public the word out about Lapine. I can really push Lapine. I'm hoping that anything that I do will A, be something that I enjoy doing, and that I'll be able to improve my community, contribute, giving something back. Coming from Las Vegas, a lot of the graphic artists there like to take the easy way out on it, creating advertisements, which I don't see it out here very often, but it's using sex to sell anything. And I feel like that's a cheap and easy way out, and if you're really creative, you can go beyond that.
Oh, there's just that one, you know, Lulu woman that does that.
Yeah.
Do you all have any questions?
I don't.
All right. Well, we need to keep moving.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've kind
of. Sorry, I'm so long-winded.
Heard of, that's right.
You
know,
talk really fast, Joseph. That's good.
I think what I'll do is I'll did you send out a digital copy of this application?
I don't think I did.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind sending me a digital copy, I'll shoot it out to the
city council members.
To the city council, and we'll figure out where to go from there. Since Justin isn't here, I'm wondering if we want to just kind of table the survey with you and get right into some of the wording stuff for the application.
Okay.
Anybody has some discussion about the survey. The idea of the survey for you, Ann, was that we basically do a survey of the mm-hmm. the people coming into the events. For example, you know, we walk down the road and hand people applications at the parade and at the radio and at Jade's Jazz and all that kind of stuff. And basically ask them what got them here and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a big project, and we would need some funding to help us out with.
I like this one because it's pretty good. I mean, it covers a lot of things. I'd like to see this big one go out to the groups that are coming to Lapine. The cowboys that are coming as entrants to the rodeo, where are they staying and stuff like that? Because they're a group. And maybe the people that bring the animals for the rodeo and some other bigger groups.
Well, but I can tell you where the cowboys stay.
I know, they stay on the ground.
They stay on the ground or in the car.
But, you know, I mean, there's equestrian teams and And the mm-hmm. some of the insurance people, they might stay out there too, but there's different groups of people, and I think they take the time to fill this out, but I can't see that if we fill this out, people coming through the gate.
Yeah, that
I'd like to have a real sheet. I'd like to have a real little one.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a one page or a half page.
Half a page,
like
just four questions. Did you stay overnight? Did you buy stuff while you're here?
By those things when they're there to, you know,
right.
drink beer and have fun or whatever they're
unless
doing.
They, you know,
that's not the
unless they enter it for a free drawing for a
free beer.
There
free
you
beer
go.
Or a free ride. A free ride on a fucking Bronco or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Radio service. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's just let's bring this back up when Justin
okay.
is with us, if that's okay with everyone,
yep.
and kind of dive into the structural changes for the application. And I brought my computer, and I thought, well, we'll just bring it up
I apologize for my little piece. Because obviously I did not catch the drift. I just thought something short and simple, and that's what
well,
came up with.
I tend to try to over-explain when I write, so I might have gone too far. But again, it's just, you know, it we can. All right, so I've got the. I took the application and basically just condensed the lines a little bit because I wanted it to pretty much keep it remain a one page or so. Basically, we've still got the same kind of stuff: name of organization, mailing, street address, blah blah blah, contact person.
Right.
Above organization that's all the same. Nothing's changed there. Nature of your organization, and then if you get down to this area, everything is pretty much the same with the exception of adding these two areas here. And, you know, I added a marketing bullet that basically says our goal is to get somebody to come in from outside of 50 miles and or stay overnight. And so how are you going to do that? And how are you going to market to people who will do that? The other bullet I put in was provide us a detailed report of how your event has performed in the past and how the infusion of TRT funds would help to sustain or develop your project or event.
And I like that.
So that's really all, you know, those bring in two components that we spent a lot of time last year talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think that it ended up in a great partnership. I mean, you got, you know, the Frontier Days, the rodeo, and a lot of other events and folks just teaming together with the Visitor Center. So, what do you guys think? Where would you actually go from here?
I like what you did.
Okay.
And I think it's easy to understand. The only issue that I have with this is, first of all, we don't want it any longer. But there's a whole bunch more things that people can apply for for this money besides events and projects. It can be, we already investigated that. We had, I think they weren't round pins, but they might have been permanent structures for the rodeo. I don't remember.
Well, I think Justin put in a new bathroom at the
yeah. So it's so not just marketing. I don't know.
How can we change the?
Why don't we say see the attached and give them the state statutes? The problem is if we try and kind of paraphrase them and make them shorter. we may not be explaining it correctly, and if they had the actual state statutes to look at.
Yeah, doesn't B, discuss how the proposed tourism-related project, event, or activity will meet the tourism grant funding criteria contained on page 2. That's where page 2 is where all the specifics should
be. So maybe what I need to do here then is just how do you plan to market your project or event?
You need to put 2 in there.
Yeah, that 2 needs to go in there.
Or event to achieve that goal.
To achieve.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm also thinking about adding something in about a... activity. No, that's kind of same as an event.
Yeah, event and activity are really...
To achieve that goal and maximize the tourism dollar spent. So...
The fact that it says project really sets it apart from event or activity.
Right. Yeah.
If they
want
to know more specifics,
right,
they go to the to the other pages.
And let's be honest, we're going to end up, you know, getting these apps, they're going to send them out to us, and if somebody sends something in for, you know, something that's just not there, we're going to see it pretty soon.
Yeah.
We're going to end up interviewing these folks.
Yeah.
And that time we'll ask them, why do you think that you qualified to apply for this?
Yes.
And if they have a valid argument, then we need to address that.
But I think they need to have a copy of the actual statutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 or 3 pages long. And I have a copy. It's just that it's got highlights through it after all these years. Mm-hmm. And I think it was... state reg. It looks like this. And it's...
Yeah,
I've got a digital copy at home, I think.
Is yours clean?
Oh, I'm sure it probably is. I'm sure it probably
And
does
some of this stuff doesn't need to be included. Distribution of revenues, exempt from public records law, lodging provider collection reimbursement charges.
Well,
they don't need to know that.
To be included from a state requirement.
I think so. And if you need a clean copy of that, we can just go in on the state regs and get... make a clean copy.
So we could just say, please review the attached state regulations, transit lodging tax statutes and regulations.
Okay, so where would we like to put that?
At the top. Read this before writing out the application.
To assure that your event, discuss how the proposal made the tourism. Maybe under B.
Maybe it should go in the narrative.
Yeah.
The narrative that I put together.
Under A, you mean?
On
the back?
I put together a narrative that basically says, here's how this whole thing
works. I couldn't pull that up, Mike.
You need to upgrade your software.
That's what I found out.
I'll try to make it a PDF.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. But basically, I tried to write down what we always explain to people. Here's how this thing works.
Right.
And here's our intent, and here's how the point system might work or something like that. So.
Do you want to tell them about the point system?
I don't see why not.
Right here. You're looking at there? Okay. I'm sure that's
It's up to everybody else, but it makes sense to me to let them know how to be evaluated.
Yeah, I think so too. And then they can, decide where they're going to put their most effort.
Yeah, because... the reason I like having the points in is because if they leave out the whole reporting thing,
mm-hmm.
or if they leave out the marketing piece or the budget piece because they just want to have money, that might tell us a little bit about how their event is organized and whether, how effective it's going to be or things like that. Does that make sense?
Well, we aren't going to give them any money if they don't do those, provide that information to us.
Yeah, there has to be at least some kind of reporting.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't get the points.
So you can make the point system so that if one of those entire categories is disregarded, they already don't qualify based on what their points accumulate.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
Like DMV, you have to get it forward better.
Yeah, and before we make a final decision on any of this, I'd like to... I did get an email from Justin that says he has no changes to this scenario.
Okay.
But I would like it on public record, and I would like to have to offer Justin the opportunity to have some discussion in it as well. But that being said, maybe what we ought to do here is just put something in that says, when applying for funds, go ahead, Ann.
Well, my concern is we're dealing strictly with events, and that final paragraph, the one that's just above where your thing is there. If you have, it would be confusing for someone doing a project like the bathrooms, say at Roslyn. Mm. Would that project need to start in the fiscal year, but not necessarily be completed? What if it's a big enough project that it would be completed in that fiscal year? We need to address that.
Well, we might, but I think that might be something we ask the city council about. I mean, they really make the final decision.
Yeah.
I mean, we could make the recommendation that they provide funding for X year, and that, we might, I don't know if we have the authority. I mean, I guess we can make a recommendation that they fund, let's say somebody comes in wants 10 grand for something, and we can say, well, we think they'll need 5,000 this year and 5,000 next year. We'd like mm-hmm. to recommend that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all we can do to the city council. And they can.
And see, I think that's good to do it in steps, because we have never asked for accountability from anybody, and the only one that's provided is High Lakes, and I know some of the projects that we've funded have yet to be done, so we do need to address, not now, but later, what happens if the group doesn't use the money for the event that they ask it, that they qualified for,
mm-hmm.
or the group holds on to the money for a project later on. Or they used the money that we gave them to do
something else,
the bathroom, and decided they were going to do ADA, handicapped access to the river or something.
Mm.
They need to probably come and run it past us again before they use it for something else, don't they?
Well, yeah, I think they do.
But we can have that has nothing to do with
it. My impression was from when Frontier Days applied, the very first year that this was put in place, was that if we didn't use the money, if we couldn't account for it, then we had to give it back.
Well, that was kind of an understanding, but we've never stated it. We've never put the rules and regulations, and we've never really had a real accounting.
Well, I don't disagree, but
we give accounting to the chamber, so then I don't know what the chamber
right.
is.
Right, and he's got a nice spreadsheet that he provides,
sure.
But at the same point, I guess it's up to the city council to say, well, you guys need to do this or not. I mean, all we can do is make recommendations.
So if it is a big enough project, if it comes to us, then that's a good idea, I think, doing it in stages.
So why don't we say this? When applying for funding, the TRT committee recommends the applicant review
the attached state regulations.
Okay.
Does it have a number or not?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. They go from 320 this transit lodging tax.
Okay.
Regulations.
Right.
Yeah.
State regulations regarding
transit law. Yeah.
What does it say? Transient
lodging taxes.
Let's see, I can't think tonight. And let's just leave it like that.
Yeah, attached. Did we say it there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And you'll get us a clean copy?
Yeah, well, I can get you.
You have one, don't you, Patty? Somewhere.
Transient room tax.
The state regs?
Yeah.
This one? It's not highlighted?
I should
320.300.
Okay, so
transient lodging taxes. 2320.350.
Wait a minute. Ann, what do you think? Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to put it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the whole, you know, breakdown of the point system and things like this? I mean, you know, you're on the committee, but you filled out these things before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's one reason you're valuable to have on the committee.
And if it's a new, however, the reporting of past events, you're going to have to base the recommendation. If it's a new event, you're going to have to base it on the interview. And then what do you do as far as follow-up? What if they've had their event and maybe it wasn't the greatest thing that they thought it was going to be, and they've all gone on to bigger and better things? Do we send out a notice requiring a reporting?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, when you submit a request for funds, I think it's done on a quarterly basis. Is that right, Patty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's say Dan, for example. Dan submits a request for funds on a quarterly basis, and I believe that he's supposed to provide some reporting back on how.
So maybe we put in there, if this is a new event, report should be submitted within 60 days after the event.
That's what I had.
Okay. All right.
All grant recipients must submit a completed event report within 90, well, you could say 60 days of your event activity or project completion.
All right. So would you like me to add a different sentence, or would you like me to just add to this bullet point?
I think adding to the bullet point specifically to, I think that everybody should, even if it's a past event, everybody should be able to
go ahead. You had
all grant recipients.
All funding recipients.
Thank you. Must submit a completed event report within 60 days.
Let's say 90 if you go.
Okay, 90s, yeah.
Just because. I just think that they do the request on a quarterly basis.
Of your event activity or project completion.
Must submit a completed
event report
within
90.
90 days.
Of your event.
Of your event.
Activity or project completion. And I guess we'll have to work on a simplified event report.
What do you mean?
Format, you mean?
A format for it.
One for an event, one for an activity, and one for a project.
One for what you paid it for, and how much you paid, and how was your event a success, and...
Okay.
Yeah, do you want the report? What we've done in the past is do a report that mirrors the request, essentially. So it's actually, we did it on the same Excel program, I think, is what it's in. So.
Do you have a
copy? Yeah, I probably do.
By mirroring it, it would just say,
what we actually spent.
Do you have them provide receipts?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. Well, that'd be, I mean, not impossible, but it certainly makes it a lot more.
Very cumbersome.
Yeah.
I like the idea of having a structured report.
Because maybe you could say what worked and what would you have done differently, or are you planning to do this again, and was it a success, and Do you think the tourism dollars helped? And
that's a good question. I think, and how would you, for your next event, would you increase the amount that you asked for?
All right,
how
so
would you spend it?
I'm going to ask you if you would like to throw a draft together.
Okay.
Because you've got it. You've got it up there in your head. And if you can throw just a draft of a report together.
Event follow-up report?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
And if you could, I mean, don't get too detailed, but just, you know, maybe no more than like 4 or 5 questions, you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't make it too much more than that.
Yeah, you don't want to make it too cumbersome where they don't want to do the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there is some pain that comes with
it. Yeah, there is.
There is.
We are giving you money, so.
That's right.
You're going to do a little work.
Yeah, and even people applying for jobs, they have to fill out the tax paperwork, so. Go ahead, Linda.
Before we go too far, I just want to make sure, like, and I know this isn't final, like, the grant application isn't final here, or this isn't final, but I'm getting confused, like, there's, like, this one, and of course it was like applications that may be mailed or delivered to the City Hall no later than March 10th. And then on this, like, applications received after 5 p.m. March 18th. Were those just dates thrown in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we do have to decide on a date
then.
Yes. Then.
Those were just my random thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm trying to be as concise as possible for someone applying. It's for the main reason that we had with Randy. Last year he was applying for something that occurred in the previous year's fiscal year.
Okay.
So.
Okay, it was just a question.
I mean, we still do have to decide, you know, it depends on how quickly we can get this done, you know, maybe in the next week or 10 days or something like that.
When do you guys normally give out the money?
Well, the money is given out, here's the way it worked last year. The money, The committee got together and evaluated applications. The application deadline was around the first part of March.
Okay.
And then we spent probably a couple months evaluating applications. We'd meet like every couple weeks and we'd interview different applicants. And
we'd set up interviews so they could explain everything to us of exactly what they wanted.
And then about the middle part of May, I think we were pretty much done.
Okay.
And Art asked me to write up just a narrative of a recommendation to the council, and I did that, sent it to the committee. Everyone's like, okay, that's cool. And then we formally submitted it to the council, and the night it was presented, I came, and there were several others who were here to answer the questions and to make a formal recommendation to the council. That has to be done before July 1st, because ideally, you know, this year is a good example. I mean, we've got Frontier Days starting on July 1st. So she needs to know if she's going to have money for Frontier Days or the rodeo, which is on the 2nd and 3rd, they need to know if they're going to have funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ideally, I would like to get this done by Memorial Day. I'd like to have it to the City Council recommended by Memorial Day. I mean, I don't.
I'm sooner than that.
Well, maybe. Last year we went through a process. This year we're going through another part of the process. And I think we're doing good work.
Well, we have more people applying.
Yeah.
See, so we've never even really given a lot of money except to Parks and Recs and the Visitor Center. Everything else has been $100 here or $50 there.
Well, let me throw out a question. What... What do you guys think is fair from a from an application timeline perspective? You know, if our goal is to try and get a recommendation, let's say right now, by the end of May, to the council.
Okay.
When should we make the deadline for the applications?
Well, that gives us April and May to do,
if sometime in March. But I mean, the bottom line is that that we as a committee, we have to review all that stuff. So if the visitor center takes the lead again and kind of puts a lot of that under the same umbrella, which made a lot of sense to me last year.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I sure would like to get that before the middle of May. I mean, I'd like to be talking to Dan probably about the middle of maybe April or something.
Well, how soon can we get this done?
Well, I was hoping to have it done by the first part of February, so if we can get it knocked out in the next week to 10 days.
And have another real short meeting?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Have another regular meeting. I mean,
okay.
I don't think we have much more to do tonight with this other than...
So we'll open it up for applications. This doesn't give... If you expect somebody to do all of this and we don't have the applications ready... And you want that done by March 18th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got to get this out by March 15th, right? I mean, February.
Yeah, but that's just my random thoughts. Now, it doesn't mean that we couldn't start accepting applications on February 14th and stop accepting them, let's say, I don't know, April 15th.
Yeah, we have to have a stop date
but
as well, otherwise you'll be getting them up till
Memorial
Day.
Yeah, I mean, here's my other thought.
No, we had a drop dead date.
We did, and the drop dead date last year was the beginning week of March. But we didn't change any of the application, and the apps went out like the first part of February. That being said, I can't imagine that you know, you with Frontier Days or Scott or Florence or Gina with the radio or anybody else hasn't given some thought to, okay, how am I going to put this together? It's not going to be a surprise.
Now, in our case, we're probably not going to do a whole lot different than we did last year.
Exactly.
Just copy last year's.
There'll be some reporting, there'll be some you'll put some marketing things in or work with Dan with that, because that was the great idea about having a bunch of groups go under one umbrella is to use that marketing.
Question, does this, after we get this done and we approve it and we all decide that this is the way we want to go, does the city council have to approve this?
The application.
Oh, yes.
All the changes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We have to get it to the city council so that they can approve it. Or is this... Oh, okay. They may have to approve that, but as I recall, Rick Allen said that he gets to approve...
I think Rick can be enough to approve this.
That's what I was thinking. He did say something when he met with us that he could approve
that.
Because
he could be waiting a full month
before
they'd be able to get it.
Because I know they've got a lot on their quick.
Yeah, right. So it was just logistics.
Yeah. All right. Well, give me some idea. You've been an applicant before. What do you think is fair?
Well, having that month, say from February 14th, because that is a Monday, to
Friday night,
mm-hmm. March 18th, yeah. That should be plenty of time.
5 weeks, yeah.
That's oodles.
And then is this also posted on the city's website?
Well,
correct.
All of this will be, yes.
After we get
to that point, yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, Linda, so many of the other ones are smaller, and so it shouldn't be too lengthy a process for them.
That many.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of them just clearly, like the poor little, what were they? The Frontier guys?
The Mountain Men.
Yeah. It took us halfway through that interview to realize that they were on 58.
They were out there on Highway 58 chasing squirrels or something.
And we all just kind of said, you're talking about Klamath County on the way to Eugene?
Mm-hmm.
We said, oh, well, I don't think that, you know, I mean, so some of this, but had it been someone like Randy Rhodes, we would have said, how can we work this out? I mean, what did he want, $100
or
something?
No, he wanted $1,800. That's what he told me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was less than that, too, but he told me $1,800.
Okay. Well, maybe we're talking about two different applications.
Well, we could.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay.
So you were saying about chasing squirrels. Somebody that was...
We had a group called the Mountain Men.
Ponderosa Mountain Men.
It's cool. I've seen it on television. And they meet, and they have a rendezvous, and they sleep in tents or teepees and all that. It was great. But it was so far away, it would have no impact on La Palma at all.
More than 50 miles. It was like 30 miles from here.
So how's that going to improve tourism? And nobody was going to be staying in the motels or going even grocery shopping here.
Yeah, people have brought their stuff with them.
So we told them to apply in Klamath County. Gilcrest and Crescent.
Mm-hmm. We did tell them, sorry, thanks.
Yeah. Nice try.
We did ask Rick about whether or not we can turn someone down or not, and basically the answer was yes, we can if we
make a recommendation.
If we feel that they don't.
That there's no way it would work.
And that was the case. That was a good precedent for that. So. And so you think February 14th through March 18th
I think that
works?
Plenty.
Yeah.
And that gives
us... Are we
going
to have it done by February 14th?
Well, if we met briefly next Thursday, on the 10th, just for this, I don't see why...
Well, and we can always discuss it over email, and then I can send it... something to Patty for public record if we need to.
Because you're going to need to have it to get it out into the papers.
Right. And so I'm thinking this is pretty, the narrative is pretty close to where we want it. And I actually think I'd like to call it something different than a narrative because we have this other thing, you know.
Well, it's confusing because we're asking them for a narrative and then we're giving them a narrative. I think we do. Application.
Let's see if we have some
details, guidelines, details.
Why don't we just say? Completing the Pine TRT application. Or why don't we just say description?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. You're
telling
it the breakdown. And
after council, I don't know if you're open for punctuation. I would guess that after council, I would put a semicolon and remove the apostrophe from it.
I don't know where you're at here.
Well, it's right there. It's members. It's not an abbreviation. It's just,
Second line.
Where you have it underlined.
Under its members.
See the second line down?
On the first paragraph.
Okay. Oh, yes.
After council.
All right.
I would put a semicolon in lowercase the I. Oh, no, that's right. No, after council.
Oh, after council. All right.
Because it is referring to...
I've never learned that semicolon.
Lowercase the I.
Okay, I have a question on... Now that we have the application description, which is right there, and then this is the grant process, it's sort of... and this, and then we have the tourism grant
application. I did the wrong thing.
Our stuff crossed in the mail.
Alrighty.
So, I mean, there were some good points on this.
I know there were, and we should breathe.
That was brief.
Right, and because it sort of was repetitive. Not a problem.
All right, so are we good with the application description and the application as it stands right now? How does everybody feel about it?
Well, if we're going to meet, I think, in my opinion, it's
It's better than it was.
And but if we're gonna meet again next week, to, like we have a week to go over what we've changed now and just really, you know, really get into it. And
all right. Well, here's what I'd like to suggest, if it works for everybody else. I'd like to suggest that we take a week to mutter over it. I'm going to send a copy to Justin, and then that will give Linda a week to
You'd send me a copy as well.
Sure.
Is this what you tried to send me, and it didn't come as an?
No, I was sending the resolutions. I'd been asked to send the resolutions to everybody.
So. Then I'd like to, you know, Linda's going to put together a little reporting
report.
And that should put our whole little package together. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking.
So they're going to actually, when I advertise, when we put this in the papers, they're going to be told to come into City Hall to get the.
Or download it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
when the committee reviews applications, are you all reviewing stacks of papers? Like, there are multiple copies, or is it something that you can view by downloading it online from a secured?
Usually it's stacks of papers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all want our own copies because, and we download them, they're sent to us so that we can sit there and review and say, well, does this qualify? Oh, well, that's.
So you are able to view a digital version of whatever the stack of paper is that you have to review?
No. All of this stuff goes out on the city website,
right.
And an applicant
blank.
An applicant can download
it, fill it out,
print it out, and then
bring it in, mail it in,
fax it in.
They can't print it out online. Is there a way to do that?
That would probably be programming or something like that.
Well,
it's just
there it is, but for that's probably a discussion for next year, because I don't. I mean, that had to be something I did or Kathy did or I did and gave it to Kathy, and neither one of us has time for that.
Well, and really all the...
But as far as...
they can do the narrative and all that.
Creating a digital copy that the committee could review, Patty, would you have the capability to digitize that?
Well, I can scan it to
PDF. Yeah, I can scan to PDF.
I don't know if that would make it easier for the committee to review
the
application.
Well, the committee seems to like to have the actual...
I think it's...
I usually make copies for everybody.
Yeah, from a... I think it's probably good to have the paper. I'm right there with you about not killing a tree, but I think it's probably good to have the paper.
It is, because then we highlight it, make notes off to the side, ask Mike of this, and ask Ann about this, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you bring it with you, and then you can...
You don't have to use your home printer ink. Depend on multiple pages of other people.
Believe me when I tell you, I print as little as I possibly can because I despise paperwork.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But because I mean that's why I'm so good at computers, because I, you know, I do that. But all right. Well then, I think we are probably pretty much done with what we wanted to accomplish tonight.
Good God, Mike.
Yeah.
So we did good. And since you're officially the only public person here, you're more than welcome to make comments, but you've already been doing that, so.
That's cool. Thank you. Good to have you guys.
is everyone available next Thursday? And is the room available?
Looks like it's available.
Okay.
Let me just double check.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I am too. Ladies?
It's available after 5:15.
All right. Well, okay. I'm thinking 5:30 next Thursday.
Okay.
Ladies, can you make that?
What's the date?
The 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have to be in Ben before then, but I can make it.
Just not
another travel ticket.
No. All right. So
okay.
Then we will meet again on Thursday, February 10th, with the goal of finalizing the application, the description,
and then
the report, and then our goal is going to be to get that thing online by the 14th. And in Linda's, what is the deadline for the Wise Buys? What
Thursday for the next Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
Well, if we told them we were going to have it to them on Friday morning.
No, because it goes to print Thursday night.
Yeah. So the soonest it'll be able to come out and appear would be the, it actually won't show up until 22nd of February.
Yeah, in the Wise Buys.
See, you know, you might want to extend your deadline or not, but.
Oh, do we want to meet Wednesday night?
It's a council meeting.
Yeah.
Tuesday night? Who can't meet on Tuesday night, Justin?
I cannot meet on Tuesday. Well, wait a minute. Yes, I can, because my Veterans Board meeting got moved, so.
Well. And I can't do Tuesday. We have a Frontier Day.
So, you know, I don't think Justin can do Tuesdays.
All right.
But if we miss the Wise Buys, we can hit the Newbury Eagle, because.
Uh-huh. Well, that won't come out until March.
No, that's March. Oh, that's March. Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But, well, let me ask you a question. What if we did it this way? Technically, if we post it on the website, on the 14th, we are making it public.
Mm-hmm. Right,
now,
right.
Now, what I'm thinking is, if we do that, and then if we shoot an email out to all last year's applicants, mm-hmm. that says, here's the timelines we're looking at, and here's the application, okay. That's almost as good as getting it in the paper.
That's
and
a personal
then,
invitation to those people, so I don't
know. I mean, that's what we do at the Rotary. You get a Rotary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, would that work with everyone? Does that work with the statutes or whatever we need to work with for public disclosure, Patty?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
All right. Well, then let's
It can be posted on the website immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to go to Kathy, right? Or do you do that here?
Well, no, she doesn't.
Okay. Well, I can give Kathy a heads up and just say, okay, I need this.
And then she needs to have a link, so then it'll take them to the part where they can download it.
I can work with Kathy and coordinate with you on that.
Okay.
Let's go with that goal in mind.
Okay.
And you know, if something comes up that we just get stuck on or whatever, then it may be a week later. But
I don't anticipate that.
It's still going to give them a month.
Yeah.
All right, so we will plan on meeting again at 5:30 on February 10th.
A week from tonight.
A week from tonight. And hopefully have our applications finished by then. And we'll go from there. So I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion. We adjourn.
I second.
All right. Everybody for it?
Yep.
Everybody good?
Good going, Matt.
All right. Geez, we did pretty good.
No, we did.
Yeah.
We got Joseph's life story and did an application.
I know somewhere it says, does it say occupation landlord? Is that?
I own two properties in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Voluntarily, but I own them.
Oh, okay.
4 days after my graduation from the Art Institute of Las Vegas, my mom passed away.
Oh,
and
sorry.
my mom thought ahead and